Is love really all you need? John Lennon and the Beatles seem to think so when they released their 1967 summer single, Love Is All You Need. But is love really all you need? Or is that actually a love lie we tell ourselves and even want so desperately to believe? To answer that question and dig a bit more into what is true on the topic of love, I have, for the very first time ever on my show, a very special guest, my true love, my cute husband, Drew. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Of course, it's a privilege.
Since the topic is all about love this month, I wanted to do something a little different for a few broadcasts and have a bit of a discussion about a few of the love lies we believe. Drew's going to join me for a few of those. So we'll just call this part one. So let's give a little background to those watching. How long have we been married? And from our personal experience, is love really all you need?
Well, we've been married 28 years. We'll be 29 in June. And so we're getting up there.
Yes.
But of course, you know, when you get married or when you date, you think that love is the main thing that happens in your relationship, and we will exist on love. Love is all you need, like you said. But it doesn't take very long for you to figure out that's not the case.
Right.
And you need a little bit more than what we identify as love, as feelings or things that we're thinking, you know, about each other. Mm-hmm. You're beautiful. It was easy to fall in love with you. But it doesn't take long in marriage, of any marriage or any relationship, before you realize it's going to take a little bit more to be committed to one another, to be faithful to one another, to enjoy this thing that God has given us called marriage.
Right.
And so, yeah, it takes a little bit more than just the feeling of love.
It does. I think we discovered that early on. We talk about our communication. And so when we would have discussions, you know, to me, I was used to my frame of reference, discussions, arguments, kind of working things out, got a little more heated. The volume kind of went up a little bit.
Yeah.
And in your home, that did not. So that was something that we discovered, you know, really quickly. I think for you, what was your, you know, experience,
right,
or kind of how you would put that?
Well, we had our kind of our first fight discussion, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just undone. I couldn't believe we had gotten into this argument that we did. And I remember there was some silence for a while. Then I just came back and said, I just don't like for us to fight.
Yeah.
And your comment was, oh, that wasn't a fight.
Right.
So in that moment, we realized, okay, wait a second. My upbringing, my background is different than yours. We're going to have to get to this equilibrium of how to communicate with one another.
Like, yeah.
There's some differences here, some things that are not the same.
Yeah. And so the lie that love is all you need, there's so much more to it. And it really is a choice, and something
mm-hmm.
that we like to say and is that we still do. I mean, that's from, you know, from a ministry that we have loved for years.
Mm-hmm.
And because every day is a choice. So it's not based on, well, do I feel in love today?
Mm-hmm.
Do I not feel in love today?
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to a commitment that
right.
I made, number one, to God, and that I made to you.
Yeah.
And so we do have to say, I choose you
yeah.
every day. You know, that's a big piece of it.
Right. I think even more than the feeling we have for one another, or even calling it love, there is a love that matters, but it's not ours as much.
Yeah.
It is God's love for us, His faithful, unfailing, never-ending love toward us is
yeah.
what we rely upon. As we seek Him, as we know Him, as we love Him, God gives us the ability to love one another and to be committed to that covenant that we made called marriage.
That's right. So we always want to look at what is true and what the Bible says, you know, when it comes to love. So that's what we're going to do. We want to just remind us, with all of these love lies that we believe, what does God have to say? You know, what does the Bible have to say about love and the fruit we should produce as a result? So I'll let you read our scripture that we're going to do today.
Sure. 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8 says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
That's right. So there's a lot in those words.
Yes, there is.
About what love is. And I know, you know, just as we apply that, as we look at that scripture and that truth and apply it to marriage, as we apply it to, is love really all you need? You know, you think about love is patient. You have to be patient with me.
I do.
And what are ways that you have to be patient with me? Let's, maybe we don't go into all that.
Right.
That's right. I mean, we have to be patient with one another. And in the routine of life, the cycle of life, the mundane of life, the challenges of life, always going back to the truth of, okay, what does God say about love? Because that's what matters. What I love so much about that scripture too is, you know, not delighting in evil, but rejoicing in what is true. Mm-hmm. And so I think for me and in our marriage, rejoicing in what is true, I think is really, really important. And for couples to understand, that's accountability. And that's not easy, but it's something that we've done since really early on in our marriage is rejoicing in truth, being truthful when we're hurt.
Well, and truthfulness is awareness. And so when you get married, it doesn't mean that you all of a sudden become perfect people. You're still sinners saved by God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
And an awareness that I am a sinner in need of God's grace just as you are. And so when we fall short of perfection, and we do every day, we have to apply that grace that God has given us to one another. And without that awareness, you're not going to get very far on that list.
That's right. That's right. So we always look to truth. Don't believe the love lie that love is all you need. It is a big lie. There's so much more. Look to how God defines love. It's way more than a feeling. It's a choice that produces good fruit in your life and your relationships. It's unconditional. It's sacrificial. It's full of grace and beauty. And it's how God first loved us. And that love is what we give to one another. That's the love we need, and that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So Drew's going to hang around, and we'll continue the love lies discussion next time and look at the lies we both have believed in our marriage and how God's truth helped us let go of some baggage and those unhealthy patterns. I'm Lori Klein.